brought to you by the Mutual Audio Network. Don't leave home without it.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
All Better Audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. That is all.
The 4077th and All Better Audio presents...
Alan Smithy presents The Therapist's Kit, written by C. Wayne Owens.
The office was dark. Dr. Seneca liked it that way. The darkness seemed more freeing. People opened up more if they could not see you reacting to what they had to say. Quentin Nebbish reclined on the couch. Most people would have been relaxed in this setting. Nebbish was a bundle of nerves. If nervous energy was something you could harness, this man could light a small city and still hover over the couch.
You see, Doctor, I took out this girl. Her name was Valerie. Maybe it was Natalie or Sarah Lee. Something with a Lee at the end. Anyway, we hadn't even ordered yet, and she got up to use the restroom, and she never came back. That's the fourth time that's happened in the last couple of months.
This is not the problem, Quentin.
It's a problem if you're lonely, Doctor.
That's not what I mean.
It's a problem if you're sitting in an expensive restaurant, eating two meals, because you'd rather look like a glutton than a loser.
There is something much deeper going on here. You have to open up to me, and I mean really open up.
Quentin sat up and looked at the doctor. The therapist's face was shadowed. The only light in the room came from the lamp on the other side of the desk.
Doctor, I'm afraid to open up.
I know.
Doctor, there are so many demons within me that I fear for the safety of the world should they ever somehow be released.
The doctor leaned forward until his face was lightly lit.
Don't you know everyone feels that?
The statement took Quentin aback.
They all think we have some exclusive on hideous evil thoughts, but everyone has them. The good people don't act on them, but everyone thinks they have the worst and most awful demons within their soul.
They do?
Yes, but here is a place you can get them out of your system. A trouble shared is a trouble halved. A demon brought out is just a silly thought. Let them out, Quentin. Let them go.
Are you sure, Doctor?
That's why I'm here. Open up.
With that, Quentin Nebbish relaxed. He leaned back, opened his mouth. And the demon Cthulhu erupted from him and devoured the screaming psychologist. Then the room was silent.
Damn. Now I have to get another new therapist.
Alan Smithy Theatre presents The Therapist, written by C. Wayne Owens and produced by Victor Aurelius. Starring Jeff Niles as the therapist, and Victor Aurelius as Quentin and the narrator. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Copyright C. Wayne Owens, The 4077, and All Better Audio, 2017. Happy Halloween!
Visit our website at the4077.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4077, making audio sound all better.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Battery, along with my associates, Arnie Kunchbar.
I can introduce myself, thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, I'm Arnie Kunchbar.
That's it?
That's it.
And also, do you want me to introduce you, Brad?
Well, of course, Mr. Bell, that's your job as host.
Thank you, Brad. And I'd like to introduce Brad.
Hold it.
What?
Here's your script.
Script?
Well, you gotta know what to say.
All right. And introducing Brad Montworth, a salesman, incomparable public relations expert, and, of course, unrivaled attorney at law.
No, come on, you know how to say it, Mr. Bell.
Unrivaled attorney at law.
Oh, Mr. Bell, you shouldn't say those things. You make me blush.
Can I do my introduction over again?
No. We're here for an important reason.
Very important.
Indeed.
If you think you deserve significant financial compensation, call Brad Motworth, attorney at law.
Oh, boy.
At 555-41.
No. We're here to remind everybody to take steps to avoid the coronavirus.
Yeah, don't catch it, because there's no one you can sue.
Wash your hands thoroughly and keep social distancing.
What?
Social distancing.
One more time.
Stay about 6 feet away from everybody else.
Right, very good.
Oh, I gotta wash my hands thoroughly. I don't want to get me this corona.
Ooh, keep your distance now, socially. I want to keep feeling fine, corona.
Never gonna stop getting squirts from my Purell.
I'm always gonna buy all the toilet paper that they sell.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, corona.
Bye, corona.
Don't get no closer, huh? Beat it, huh? Far enough where I can't see your eyes, corona.
An illness history is not for me, uh-uh. Don't want to try your COVID on for size, corona.
Never gonna touch, stay away, my epidermis. Never wants to be close to where that nasty germ is.
Bye, woo. Bye, corona.
Fly, corona.
Captain Bly. Corona.
Pumpkin pie corona.
Now wait a minute.
Apple pie corona.
Guys.
Goodbye corona. Good riddance.